everybody. It's Emily here from the Willow Pod, and this morning we have with us the Police and Crime Commissioner for Derbyshire, Commissioner Angelique Foster. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Emily, and good morning, everyone.
It's so lovely to have you with us. Thank you very much. So today you're going to talk to us about your priorities and obviously domestic abuse. So can you tell us, is domestic abuse and violence a priority area for you and the police?
So as the newly elected Police and Crime Commission, as you know, I've been in the role since May 2021, and the key part of my role is to set priorities for policing in Derbyshire, as you know, and to hold the Chief Constable to account to make sure that the police delivers on those priorities. So yes, my Police and Crime plan has six key priorities, one of which is victim support and safeguarding. And for me, it's about making sure that we ensure that all victims of crime receive appropriate support and the most vulnerable are protected. So my plan makes it clear that I expect to see joint working with the police and partners to prevent violence, a true partnership approach to safeguarding children and adults at risk of exploitation, abuse, and that would include also online criminality. I expect that victims of domestic abuse and violence will receive the help that they require. I want to see that sexual abuse, harassment and stalking are tackled by the police. I want a robust approach to protection for those at risk, and also the apprehension of those who commit those heinous crimes. In my plan, I do expect as well to see an increased engagement between the police, partners and members of the public, in order to provide that reassurance and encourage the reporting of crime. I think that's very, very vital. And I will expect as well a proactive approach to reducing reoffending. So each year I fund over £1 million worth of services that relate specifically to domestic abuse, including services for all victims of domestic abuse across all risk categories and several additional grant programs. I'm also funding independent domestic abuse advocates to support high-risk victims and a range of outreach services for those of more medium to standard risk levels. But I'm confident as well, the Chief Constable has made it very clear that the onus is on the police service to ensure that women and girls feel safe. And you will know that a couple of weeks ago, I had a public assurance meeting where I requested from the police and the Chief Constable to provide a report on their activity around violence against women and girls, and domestic abuse was covered quite heavily in that, and the meeting highlighted the increased activity from the police force around domestic abuse and protecting women and girls, but also the general public at large.
That was a very interesting question session, and we'll put the link to that in the bottom of the podcast. So can you reassure people that Derbyshire Police will take reports of abuse and harassment seriously and sensitively?
So as I said, as the Police and Crime Commissioner for Derbyshire, my role is to hold the Chief Constable to account to make sure the police do provide effective policing for people in Derbyshire, and have sought reassurance from the Chief Constable, and they have confirmed that both the Chief Constable and senior leadership team are very clear in the expectations of officers and staff when they are responding to domestic abuse and reports of violence. This is a force priority, and much has been done to improve awareness, training, and in turn the quality of investigations and service in these areas. There's measures in place to quality assure the work of the police as well, to ensure that activity meets the necessary standards, including scrutiny panels, some of which are independently chaired, investigation panels which quality assured investigations, as well as performance monitoring, which includes feedback from victims regarding their experience and overall satisfaction. And I think that is a very key aspect of that activity from the police force. So these various strands of information all feed into the force's performance framework, which then ensures scrutiny, and where standards of performance fall below what is expected, the force has mechanisms in place to address these appropriately. And actually, current data regarding satisfaction levels with female victims of violence is quite high in Derbyshire, so it's encouraging, However, I would always say to the public, my role is to hold the Chief Constable to account, and this is an area where I will regularly monitor and scrutinise the work of the police.
So how big a problem is this in Derbyshire?
Well, I think that's a good question, because the biggest problem is actually gaining an accurate picture of how many victims we have in Derbyshire, how many survivors, as many prefer to be called. A lot of those who suffer from domestic abuse perhaps will not come forward, and they will not want to report the problem. And as we know, domestic abuse can be a hidden crime, and perpetrators can be very, very clever.
Yes.
When it comes to the abuse that they carry out. So we know that, hence why it is concerning to think that there could be many people, men and women out there suffering right now and not feeling that they can come forward. So I would urge anyone who feels at risk to come forward. And I don't believe that people in Derbyshire are at a higher risk than elsewhere in the country. But I do believe that the problem facing people living in urban areas to be different to those facing country dwellers.
Yeah.
Another problem more recently will have been with regard to the restrictions that were imposed during the COVID pandemic, which has made face-to-face meetings really difficult to have. So it's compounded the problem. But as Police and Crime Commissioner, I intend to scrutinise the work to tackle domestic abuse, as I mentioned before. I will scrutinise and monitor the support that is delivered by the services I commission myself, and also the partnership arena very closely. So that's all the council, the borough council, the community safety partnerships. I will make sure that there is a clear understanding that we need to continue monitoring and scrutinising this area of work. But again, I would say that we do need people to come forward. And part of my plan, you will see, is about the increasing and improving engagement and communication from the police force in order to reassure the public that if they come forward to report a crime, they will be taken seriously and they will get the support that they need.
That's very reassuring, as you say. Thank you. So what support do you fund, and why do you support it?
So I support many forms. There's a number of different schemes to help people, both male and female, who are deemed at risk from domestic abuse. The schemes vary from emotional support, early intervention, perpetrator program, helplines and outreach services, and also I support the Willow Project, which I'm really keen to continue to support. And as I said earlier, there's a difference between people facing problems in urban areas and those who are facing problems in the countryside, in remote rural areas. So I'm really keen to see that we have tailored services for those who live in remote rural areas in Derbyshire. Overall, as I said, I provide over £1 million for independent services for domestic abuse advocates, for all high-risk victims, outreach and support services for medium and standard risk victims, a domestic abuse helpline in the county as well, and there's several grants programs for community-based support and early intervention services. And early intervention and prevention services, which are aimed at victims, children and families. And you will know as well, over the summer, I secured some funding for a perpetrator program across all risk levels.
Yes.
And this is an area as well I'm really keen to see develop, because I do think that when you think about the statistics, one perpetrator might have up to 6 victims in his lifetime. I think it's absolutely crucial that we tackle perpetrators at the very first issue that they present, at the very first offence.
I agree totally. Now, you mentioned the difference between domestic and urban abuse. So why do you think it's so important to approach domestic abuse in a rural setting differently?
Well, I think, like I said, domestic abuse in rural areas is different because of the fact that people live in an isolated, remote area. The next door neighbours might be literally miles away. And when there are issues of coercion, violence and abuse, which is unacceptable anywhere, the escape can be more difficult when you live in a remote part of the countryside. I think victims and survivors of domestic abuse in rural areas will feel very, very isolated, and perhaps they will feel completely at lost as to where to go. If they need a car, the abuser might not let them have access to a car, might not let them have access to a phone or money. We know there's all sorts of coercions and abuse that can take place. So I would say that's very difficult. So, and not everyone is aware of the signs of abuse. Not everyone is aware that they can make a report on suspicions or on someone else's behalf. Hence why the Willow Project to me is so special, because it is trying to address all these very difficult issues for people in the rural area. It's designed by rural people, for rural people. So really keen to see that thrive amongst the rural communities.
Thank you. And lastly, Commissioner, what words of advice do you have for anyone who's at risk?
Well, as I said earlier, I would say to anyone to seek help, report the problem, get advice and support. If you live in a rural area, contact the Willow Project. If you live in an urban area, there's a number of services. And I do appreciate that if someone is facing abuse from a partner, they might feel that it's difficult to contact the police. But there's all the services that can be contacted outside the police service in Derbyshire. And I would just really, really encourage everybody to have a look on my Police and Crime Commissioner website and the CORE website, which is a victim service support that I commissioned directly from my police. But I would really want to reassure the public as well that I will hold the police to account to make sure that this issue is taken seriously and we carry on the hard work that we're currently doing on that specific area.
We'll put all the details of those services information on the bottom of our podcast, if that's okay.
That's fine, and thank you very much.
So thank you so much for coming and talking to us this morning. It's been really interesting, and I would love to speak to you again in the future.
Well, I would love to come again, and perhaps in a couple of months we could come back and revisit some of the activities that have been taking place during the 16 days of action, but also what is the police doing in terms of tackling domestic abuse, what is my office doing in tackling this very, very crucial specific area. So I'd be really happy to come back and talk to you again on this.
That would be lovely. Thank you, Commissioner. So we'll sign off for this morning, and I hope everybody's enjoyed our podcast today. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.